You're listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Kaylee Foster. With over 90% of Utah experiencing extreme drought, 2021 is one of the driest years on record. This fire season has the potential to be one of the worst seasons yet. Mike Coons, USU Extension Forester, joins me today to talk about forest fire prevention. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
How can we prepare for this fire season?
Well, we're in it. So preparing could be a little late if you need to do lots of removal of large fuel, like big trees and things. Time is going to be short to get that done before possible risky fires. It's hot right now in Salt Lake City, and heat and dryness that goes with heat is a big part of increases fire risk. And fuel is the thing that I think intuitively people know that removal of fuel is important, but they don't realize often that fuel is everything from a big pine tree in the front yard to some shrubs growing next to the house to even a deck.
So you brought up that parts of your house, such as a deck, could be potential fuel. Is there anything you can do to prevent it from catching on fire?
Well, in the past, one of the big sources of fuel on a lot of homes in what's called the wildland-urban interface, which is the area between a developed city that doesn't have a lot of fuel to the wildlands next to the city. And that area used to have a lot of homes with wood roof. Wood roofs in fire-prone areas are really risky because pretty much the entire surface of the house becomes, well, a fire hazard. But that's not very common anymore, mostly because wood roofs are very expensive, so people don't have them put on their house anymore. It can also be the place on your property where the fire arrives, because most wildfires move across the landscape. They spread by embers going long distances through the air, burning as they're going.
In agriculture, we see the use of control fires often. Is this something we might want to avoid this year?
It may or may not need to be avoided. It's not really a matter of whether there's a drought going on. What matters to a person who's trying to keep their place from burning down is what's happening on that day as the fire approaches and how they handle that.
Mike Coons, USU Extension Forester, thanks again for joining me today.
Thank you.
And be sure to tune in next week for more Extension Education Highlights. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.